Okay, so in this week's module, we are talking about control and surrender, and you're going to be learning about the power and importance of practicing surrender, particularly if you want to experience more peace and more flow and more ease in your life. And in this first video, we're going to talk about control, because a lot of us are running patterns of control. A lot of us would identify as being a control freak, perhaps, or perhaps just really relying on using control as a way to feel safe. So in this video, we're going to talk about what control looks like, the space that control comes from, and why so many of us run control. So first of all, I'm going to give you a few indicators of what control can look like, because it can play out in a lot of different ways. One of the things it might look like is obsessive thinking. So we control things by overthinking them. We're controlling every option that might unfold, every future possibility, the whole plan and process by literally obsessively thinking about it nonstop. We also take excessive phase of pushing and forcing, where your action is just quite intense and ongoing and doesn't really have any time to, you're not taking that time to pause and step back and allow things to happen. You're just action, 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 make it happen, go time, push forward. You will feel like you need to be in charge of the whole process of how something unfolds. If you're wanting to create something, manifest something, have something happen, achieve something, when you're in a space of control, you're like, this is my thing to make happen. I'm in control of it. I'm in charge. There's no room for the universe or anyone else to come in and support you. It's like your plan, your way, off we go. You will also find a tendency to want to rush the process, to have things unfold on your time. So to want to speed through, have things happen faster, control the speed at which other people are doing things, control the speed at which things are coming to life and unfolding and manifesting, and sort of wanting to rush ahead to a particular outcome because the outcome is going to create a feeling for you. And you want that feeling so much that you need to control getting there to get it as soon as possible. You'll find as well there's this real narrow focus. So when we're stepping back and allowing and surrendering, we're open to all the various possibilities of how things can unfold and what might happen and where we're being guided. Whereas when we're controlling, we have very much a narrow focus, and often we're looking at one way or one possibility, and we are quite fixated on this one way that something needs to happen. And so we have a very narrow focus when we're in a place of control. You're also acting from a place of fear. There is nothing about control that comes from love or ease or safety. It all comes from fear, and we'll talk about this in a moment. So there's a fear there because we sort of underneath it all are fearing that what we want isn't going to happen. We're fearing that we're not going to be okay. We're fearing that the very thing we want isn't going to unfold. We're fearing that it may take longer, we may not get exactly, you know, the outcome that we desire, and we are afraid of that. And so we want to get in control to ensure we do get our outcome, to ensure we do get it happening the way we want, to ensure we do feel safe. So you'll find fear is the driving force behind control majority of the time, and not wanting to feel discomfort. So we are trying to use control to feel empowered and at ease in a situation. When we're in control, we're really getting into the nitty-gritty details, sometimes too much. We are obsessively unpacking and nitpicking into the detail of things. Again, that takes us so far out of our power and so far out of a place of ease and calmness. And again, makes us, we get really down into obsessing over the tiny details of things. We're not really in a space of allowing life or support or life or others to support us. Sometimes we'll really be in that space of like, I need to do this alone. The only person who can do this well is me. I need to be in charge of the entire thing. And there's a real fear of letting go to allow others in to support you. And there's a real attachment to that external outcome. So control is very outcome focused. Surrender is very process focused. But when we're in control, it's like, I need this outcome. I need this outcome because there's a feeling it's going to give us. And we're trying to control the process to get to that feeling that we feel we need. So when we come into understanding control, and this is really the first step, is to have a lot of just understanding and compassion for yourself about where this is coming from. We know this comes from fear. And very often it comes from a place of not feeling safe. Because control serves the purpose of giving the illusion that we are safe. Being in charge of it, being in charge of all these various things that can unfold, makes us feel, it gives us the illusion of being safe. It gives us the illusion of being in charge of it all. And that for many of us does make us feel more safe and secure. And control comes from a place of feeling out of control. So anything you're trying to control, behind that is a feeling of being out of control. Another thing that's just come to mind that I didn't mention on the list there is you'll be trying to control other people. You'll notice this when control's playing out. You will either be changing and modifying who you're being to try to control how someone else is going to feel, how someone else is going to be with you. Or you will be trying to control through just direct control, like telling people what to do and demanding things meet your expectations and demanding people be a certain way, again, in order to make you feel safe. So there'll be a lot of control of other people playing out there. So we understand this plays out in the places where we feel out of control. And so being in control gives us a feeling. And this is an important thing to recognize. What does being in control give you? How does it allow you to feel? Safe, secure, like everything's okay, like you're in charge, like you're in your power, like nothing bad is going to happen. What does it give you? And that's the first point to understanding this pattern. We never want to judge ourselves for when these things play out, but they all serve a purpose for us. And all we want to do is find a new way to meet that need to feel safe or secure or like everything is going to be okay. It's also important to understand when you're unpacking control around something is what is the fear there? What are you most afraid of in this situation? And usually there's a part of you that feels very tender and afraid that something bad is going to happen, that things aren't going to work out, that you're going to lose something of value. And actually, if we can nurture and take care of that really tender part of ourselves, it's very afraid in that moment, we can understand that we don't have to use control to support that part of ourselves. So let me give you a few things here. What we need to do is actually find new ways to support ourselves when control plays out. So if you ever notice this in any moment that you are controlling, pushing, forcing, obsessing, fixating, overthinking, controlling, right? You just want to notice that and really understand here, what is that feeling? What is that pattern trying to give me? What am I wanting to feel? And what am I really afraid of here? And then to pause and really reflect on, okay, how can I support myself with this feeling of powerlessness, this feeling of being out of control, this feeling of fear, this feeling that something bad's going to happen, this feeling that I'm not safe and I'm not okay and I'm not secure. Well, we can do a lot of things. We can learn how to self-soothe ourselves, which is just tuning in and listening and feeling to what's going on and saying, oh, darling, I feel you. What do you need right now? Do you need a hug? Do you need a bath? Do you need to just sit and cry? Do you need to journal it out? What can I do for you to support you with this feeling? You know, we tune into our higher guidance in these moments. Noticing control playing out is such a beautiful opportunity to stop and pause and say, okay, this is not solely my job. Now is my time to tune into my higher guidance, my intuition, the universe, and ask for help. We maybe ask other people for help in our lives as well. We start to learn how to practice trust. We're going to talk a lot more about that. Relaxing into where you are, just realizing in this moment, you're okay. In this moment right now, you are okay. And what we need to do is actually look around and notice what is okay about where we are right now. Notice where you are safe. Notice where you are secure. You have a roof over your head. You have money in the bank. You have food in the fridge. You're okay right now. Everything's okay right now. We need to soothe ourselves in that way. Focus on appreciation and gratitude, what we do have, what is going well. And then really come into our power, and we'll talk a lot more about this, but actually realize your power is not in control. It's in conscious creation. So how can you begin to consciously create the outcome that you want rather than controlling to get the outcome you want? Well, you can be visualizing what you desire. You can be setting intentions around it. You can be journaling about the result that you want to create here. Again, you can be asking your higher guidance for support on how to bring this to life. You can be using your energy and your focus to create that desire rather than controlling it. So you're creating it through your energy work rather than just through action. And so this is the key thing here. Instead of being in control, can you simply shift into being a creator? The solution here to control is to realize that control is a space where it's like you think you have to make it all happen by yourself. Being a creator is recognizing there's some parts that are within your control and there's some parts that are within the universe's control. And we get this co-creative dance happening. And it's such a beautiful thing to journal about. In this situation that I want to create or where I feel really out of control, let me get really honest. What aspects of this are within my control? Where do I need to show up? Where do I need to take action? Where do I need to do some inner work? Where do I need to focus on my desires? Where do I need to, what are the aspects that I need to be in charge of here? And what are the parts I need to release? What are the parts I need to surrender? Let go and trust that the universe is taking care of them. Trust that, you know, this is something I can't control. It's, you know, someone else's actions or whether I get a yes or no to something that I want or whether the money comes in or that client signs on or my partner feels the same way or, you know, you can't control it. Whether I get the apartment, I get the job, that's not in your hands. You can show up and give it your best and then it's in the universe's hands around what then unfolds from that. So it's really important to notice that we don't want to use control to create our lives. We want to use our creation practices. So we say, part of this is my job and part of this is the universe's job. And if I know that I've done everything I can in this moment, then it's up to me to relax and trust the process and allow things to unfold and wait until my next inspired action step comes to me. So we're going to talk a lot more about surrender in the next couple of videos, but that is your starting point on how to release control.